Reverend Brian Kent.
I would like to take a few minutes in the beginning to say a private prayer for those who were gunned down by a misguided soul. I'd like to spend a couple of minutes in silence, please. Usually every night I sit and I send healing to certain people around the globe. And for a while, a couple of weeks ago, I was feeling very depressed. I couldn't figure out why. I'm not sure if it had something to do with this shooting. But in deciding that what is needed to quote today is a message that I received, as some of you have heard a few times, but I'm going to reflect on it for this particular case. I had returned home late one night and after a medium circle that had projected a light ray to the universe, I received some information from an entity that I don't know who or what or why, that had come to me that night in answering questions that I have all my life, actually. And the reason why I think it's a true entity and a true message is the way that I received that information. Quite often a medium will get impressions. Quite often they will actually see and even sometimes hear voices from the other side. In this particular case, I received a communique from an entity that I have absolutely no idea at what level it was operating on, but the way I received that information was one word in the beginning of the paragraph and the word at the end of the paragraph. All the words were understood at one time. I don't know about you, but I don't have that ability in the physical. I have to read it one word at a time and think about it. So this particular case, it was the whole paragraph at one time. All at one time. And I'm saying to myself, oh, what was that? I had to get up and sit down at a desk and write the information out, which I did. And I want to quote to you today and connect this paragraph that I received to the shooting in Maine. And I quote, God has given his love by way of free will, and he will not interfere because of the total free will he has given. To direct anyone by force is not letting free will grow. This great love of his creation is much too large to comprehend in a finite mind at our stage of development. We are a spark in the great mind of God. To be with him or away from him. One be in heaven and the other hell. End of quote. Well, that man that did the shooting and killed and hurt so many people is now in hell. That's my feeling of it. Now, what is hell like? I have no idea. I'm not going there. But he is there. There is no doubt in my mind that there is a situation that situation, in all the situations that are like that. The shooters are going to have to repay for the responsibility in the physical. As our seventh tenet in our principles state, you know, that you are responsible for what you do here. No one else is going to be responsible for it. You are the one that's going to have to understand and be responsible for what you do here in the physical. Okay, a little off from that downward spiral of information. I've had a recent connection with spirit that was quite dramatic, and I want to bring that up today because it just happened about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks maybe. I lost my brother this past summer. I went home to spirit. And I lost a very close uncle last year also. And having both of them in the same year is kind of difficult. So a few weeks ago, we had a service in the main cemetery. The vets program have a service that is laid out in the cemetery. They had a very nice officer there and a trumpeter who played taps. And he did a little comment about service and gave the flag to my cousin, who was close, very, very, very close to Larry. Larry is my uncle, and my brother is Butch. But his real name was Sheldon, so my father's name was Sheldon. But what's kind of interesting is that his wife had a brother, and they called his brother Butch. So there's the little Butch, the big Butch, just a little unusual. But we went to the service, and it was very nice. They do the ashes. Not all of them are ashes, but this particular case, they were ashes. In a nice box, about yay big, big round set, circle with the indication that they were the vet and the person's name. And they had this very nice service. There was about 15 people there. Right after the service, they inter the remains in a box and inside of a, I guess you would call it a square container that holds the remains. And after that, we all broke up and went our separate ways. My sister and her daughter, Lynn, and I met up at a restaurant to get over. You know, she was living in Maine, so I'm down in Rhode Island, Massachusetts area, so we don't get together that often. So when we get together, we yak and catch up on everything. And it was quite good at that point. It's like old family reunion. After that, we broke up and she went to her home in outside of in Maine, and I headed back. But the interesting thing was, it was a family greeting in the restaurant and the service, and we got in our cars, and I set up the phone for directions to go where through the streets, and Lynn turns on her phone so that she can find out what's going on with her clients and stuff. But the surprise thing was that both phones went black at the same time. And I don't know about you, but with something like that together, it's got to be a message. Then it came back on. They both came on at the same time. Now, my brother was an electrical engineer. His son is an electrical engineer. And that son's daughter is an electrical engineer. You're talking about electronics. So he knew where in that phone to turn that thing off and where to turn it back on. I was at 77% battery, and my wife was like at 90 or so. So it wasn't like it was running out of juice. I've had that happen a couple of times. And what happens when a phone runs out of juice completely? It's black. There's nothing there. You push the button to get it going, it just won't go. So this was out long enough to make a connection. It's a good 10 or 15 seconds. We're sitting there in the car, like in shock. They're both out at the same time. I believe that was my uncle and brother saying goodbye. Have a nice drive home. And by saying that and doing that, they acknowledged that they were there and went through the service with us, which you could feel the energy itself. And I'm going, oh, all right. That is so cool. And I appreciate that. One thing about spirit, it's always good to make some kind of acknowledgement if they make some initiative to contact you. My sermon actually has got to do with making connections. I had a lamp, and I still do, in my bedroom where you touch it, it goes on, you touch it, it goes off. Spirit used that quite a bit to indicate that they are there. Light's on. Did you turn that light on? No, I didn't turn that light on. That's going to be my connection with spirit. That went on for like 2 or 3 years. So I was going off and on during the week and everything else. And I had no problem with that. We also had a faucet put in the kitchen, that you touch it, it would turn on, and it would do the same thing. Sitting there watching TV, I hear the faucet running. They must be around. To make some kind of connection that you would understand that they are there. So I like that part. It's a little bit less now because I talk to her at the spirits every night. So one of the things that is important to understand life as you're going through it, that it happens. Either it's good or it's bad. It happened. I'll tell you about just a real quick trip that we had in Florida a few years ago with a camper. We had a motor carrier type that we pulled a Jeep behind it. And we're down in Florida. Now, if you've ever been down to Florida driving, they got highways that go on and on and on forever. Straight line, flat, and that's it. And here it is, on Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, two tires blow out, rip apart. Sunday afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, on a road that just goes on and on and on and on for miles for nothing. what are we going to do? I don't know about you, but I was driving with a bed in the back, so that wasn't too much of a problem. But my wife was going, oh, I don't know, what are we going to do, Well, I was relaxed. Spirit came down to me and said, don't worry about it. Don't worry. If you let that feeling in and accept it, life is so much easier. It really is. So I made 25, 30 phone calls on my handheld phone at the time. The first one I had called was AAA. Oh, we don't go out there. We don't bring tires to you. I'm sorry, you're going to have to call somebody else. I go, oh, geez, what I got AAA for? I had the premium coverage too. So I did have coverage through the insurance company. And they said, okay, what's the size of your tire? Oh, great, I finally caught someone that knew what was going on. So I went out, made a picture of the tire with the size and everything on it, and sent it to them. And they said, no problem, we'll get you two tires ripped apart. And I said to myself, wow, they're going to come out and change the tires, and this is about 9 o'clock at night now. How are they going to do that? Well, they came out, and they changed the tires. They took the tires off, jacked it up, took the tires off, and by hand took the flat tire rim, ripped apart, off the rim, by hand. He had a helper. The only thing that helper did was have a flashlight to show the light so this other worker can take the tire off. And then they had brought the tires and they had to put the tires back on again. I had to take a movie film of this guy doing this work by hand, no machine, just a bar. And I'm going, oh man, Spirit knew what they were talking about when they told me don't worry about it. I couldn't believe it. And on top of that, when I got to my son's house, he said, oh, don't worry about the tires. We got a place to have them put on. A block and a half away was a tire place run by Europeans. And they said, no problem. We can put those tires on immediately for you. Come back in about 2 hours and it'll be done. They didn't have no jack. They didn't have no building to go into. This is Florida. So I went back and they had all the two tires put on. They're the new tires. I said, I'm not going to have those old tires to come apart. So again, a spirit said, no problem. We're going to take care of it for you. That's great. Son of a gun. Sunday, for some reason, I just have those problems. Coming back, there's one, that story ends. There's another story coming, going through New York City, going over the bridge. Now, everybody knows what bridge I'm talking about. And I don't want to say the bridge because I might say a four-letter word. It's one of the worst bridges in the world. And I go through over the bridge, you know, on the other side, downtown New York, on Sunday afternoon, late Sunday afternoon. And I hit potholes on both sides that broke my springs in the back of my truck. Sunday afternoon, late Sunday afternoon. And I'm pulling over to get off to the side. Oh, man, what are we going to do? It's just Sunday afternoon. Now, Sunday afternoon. Should have known. Never going to drive on a Sunday a long distance, except for down here. Well, guess what? They got a guy to come out, told the unit, the RV, and we're driving around trying to find a spot to put it so they don't take it. We finally found a spot. We put it there. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't put it there. Oh, you say, yeah, well, make a few phone calls. Okay. So we put it there, stayed there overnight. The next day, it was fixed. I won't go into all the details, but it was completely fixed. This is Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, and it was the next day. Was I upset? Was I nervous? No, I wasn't. Strangest things. Spirit impressed upon me, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. Son of a gun. Everything was all right. I have another Sunday story, but I think I'm going to go past that. Frank Staves, our instructor in spiritualism for the church, his sermon centered around feelings. If you get the feelings from spirit, plus or minus, etc., you might get an idea that they're giving you a message. And those two examples are perfect for what he is talking about. Because spirit was giving me this, the feeling of don't worry about it. Rick Beauvais had a sermon centered around gifts to others. The number one gift that you can give to others is time. If you have a chance, if you miss a sermon here at church, please go on the website and listen to it. I go on there all the time and hear some very, very good sermons. I won't even tell you about John Sullivan's great rendition of his half-hour speech. Full information and very interesting. Lastly, I like to say that there is nothing bad in the universe. It just takes longer for the good stuff to show up on certain people, but they're all going to have to answer to what you do here in the physical. And hopefully some of that information will show off as being positive in your life. Thank you. Mm-hmm.